Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. This is the case with any state in life, but in seminary, one of the questions that is always present is, can I do this? In all of seminary, and even today, I often find myself in prayer asking God, do I have what it takes to be a priest? Just as I'm sure many of you have asked, do I have what it takes to be a husband, a wife, a father, a mother? Do I have what it takes to do this job? The answer is bluntly, no. Because I'm selfish, I'm lazy, I'm prideful, I'm attached to the things of this world, I'm ignorant, I am weak, I am sinful, I am unfaithful, and on we can go. So if this is the case, why does God call us to be priest, husband, wife, father, mother? Why does God call us to be Catholic if we can't even live up to the standard? Because we are like Bartimaeus sitting on the road, which the dichotomy of this situation should not be overlooked. For here is a man who is also not where he should be. He is sitting by a road, the very thing meant to be traveled upon, the very thing which takes us to a destination. And there he is, sitting, not going anywhere. We can imagine the time lapse of people passing him while he remains the only constant. Now, we can't really blame him. He is blind. He can't even see the road which leads somewhere. And what does that reduce him to? A beggar. Someone who is content with the scraps the world offers him. Someone who cannot even see the road and settles for passing pleasures to just get him through the day. Are we not in the same boat often? But then we hear about a man passing by. Jesus of Nazareth, they call him. And we have heard that there is something about this man. So we take a chance and we cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me, for I cannot do what I am doing. I do not have the strength. Immediately we are rebuked. Don't bother, we are told. Jesus has no use for the likes of us. What can he do with blind beggars? We begin to believe them. That is until the sound of sandals crunching gravel stops. A silence follows. Footsteps approach, and someone says, take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. And I love what follows after this. Bartimaeus throws his cloak aside, a cloak he has probably gotten from begging, springs up and goes to Jesus. This blind man who has not moved from the side of the road jumps up, gets on that very road, and goes to Jesus. He does exactly what he could not do before, because Jesus has called him. Then Jesus asks him this beautiful question, what do you want me to do for you? The beggar becomes the begged. And he responds, Master, I want to see. This is exactly what happens here at Mass. We come to this altar in the midst of our poverty and blindness, stuck on the side of the road, begging the Lord for help. And upon receiving him in the Eucharist, our roles are reversed. And Jesus begs us, what do you want me to do for you? How do we answer? because I wish I was there in that moment when Bartimaeus opened his eyes for the first time. This man who has been blind his entire life opens his eyes, and the first sight he sees is Jesus, the Son of God. What a sight to behold. And upon seeing such a sight, he cannot help but follow him. The beauty of what he has seen. The blindness, the very thing that held him back, becomes an avenue for this life-changing encounter. I wonder what his face looked like when he first saw Jesus. Today, the church has called World Mission Sunday. And as we had before Mass here at St. Dominic, we're having our commitment weekend, both recognizing that we are called to spread the gospel, called to follow Jesus, to get out up from the road despite our inadequacies, because we have been called. We are not called because we can do it. No one knows our blindness and poverty better than we do. We do not have the words. We do not have the knowledge. We do not have the fire in our hearts to do so. But thanks goodness, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He called the blind man and then gave him sight. We have many opportunities to respond to the call of Jesus here at St. Dominic. You saw many of them in your commitment cards. It's a wonderful organization, such as the Knights of Columbus, the committees we have, That Man Is You, Women of Grace. I know for a fact we could use help in youth ministry. And there comes a point in time when we cannot sit by the road any longer. And those of us who think we are incapable of offering anything are precisely who Christ is calling. For he loves to choose the weakest instruments, that he may confound the strong. I encounter this every day. So on this World Mission and Commitment Sunday, I invite you to explore something, even if it is only once, that you can get involved in or experience, something you may have been blind to, because you just might be surprised by the beauty you will see. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you.